This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
This American who had his neck crushed by this police officer for 9 minutes, he's on the ground handcuffed. I mean, you heard John McNesby, the head of the Philadelphia FOP Lodge 5. He said it was absolutely wrong. You've heard the president say it's wrong. You've heard Rush Limbaugh say it's wrong. You've heard Mark Levin say it's wrong. It's wrong. We all agree. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing that we're all in agreement on that fact. It really is. It really is. And I know that that is one of those things that is a horrible thing to say sometimes, right? It's like you turn around and you go, wait a minute. Out of something so sad, what is the good that can come out of that? It's that. It's that everybody's united in saying that is absolutely, that should never have happened. That should never happen again to another American citizen. White, black, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. American citizens have rights. This is not how we treat people in this country. That's a beautiful thing. That can be the legacy of George Floyd. Not if this rioting and looting happens. That'll be the legacy of George Floyd. And that's what his brother was saying yesterday. He's saying, please don't make this my brother's legacy. Don't make this his legacy. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. And how is it that this cop, who is now no longer a cop, this former cop, and by the way, I want to read a couple tweets here. This is very important. I want to do a quick check-in on social media. Thanks to our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. Captain Moonlight 77 says, Rich, I am a cop and I was down at MSB when they lit police cars on fire. The moment things calmed down a bit and the fire department were able to put them out, it was a line. Literally a line of white kids with black masks lined up to take photos while standing on the cars. A black guy who was just a regular protester came up to all of us and said, look at this S, man. This is a damn Instagram photo for them. Most of the really nasty protesters have been white kids. The peaceful people just want to be heard and have justice for Floyd. We all do. I got another email from Dave L. 1972 on Twitter. Great friend of the show. He says, what happened to George Floyd is pure evil. And to refer to his killer as a police officer feels wrong because the decent men and women who wear the badge and actually do their jobs and don't murder. He's exactly right. So how do we hold bad cops accountable? Why was this guy with 18 different complaints against him, various investigations, and he was still on the job? Why? Like, why is it today that I have to have this guy associated with my dad, who's a hero? And never violated anybody's civil rights and went into ground zero. And now he's got all these, you know, lung diseases and his friends all do. And all these people that I grew up with are like, you know, uncles and aunts to me, all these cops and the good people. And they have to be associated with this, you know, piece of garbage, human scum who killed a man like this. Why does it happen? How does it happen? And one of those things, the reason why, again, is because of the United States Supreme Court, because they wrote law from the bench. They wrote law from the bench. It's something that they created called qualified immunity. And they have a chance to overturn it, by the way. They have a chance to overturn it. It shields government officials from being sued for discretionary actions performed within their official capacity, unless their actions violated clearly established federal law or constitutional rights. But to prove that, you've got to prove another case. They've got to prove another case around them that's a similar case where a judge ruled that was, in fact, a violation of somebody's constitutional rights. This law shields bad cops, and it's got to go. And the Supreme Court, once again, wrote law from the bench. John Fund at the National Review has a great piece on this, as does CJ Ciamarella at Reason.com. And he said the Supreme Court could announce as early as today, which was yesterday, that it's taking up several cases involving the doctrine. The court considered 13 different petitions for cases involving qualified immunity at a conference hearing yesterday. Qualified immunity created by the Supreme Court in the 1970s. shields police and other government officials from liability in civil rights lawsuits when the illegality of their actions was not clearly established at the time of the offense. And you have to remember something, too. You know, one of my favorite books I've ever read is called Men in Black. It's written by Mark Levin. And I always recommend that people ask me, like, what's a great book to read about courts and everything? I always say read Men in Black. Mark talks about how these judges, especially in this era, the Warren Court, very, very liberal court in the 60s and 70s, they created a lot of laws from the bench. You know, one of those laws being Roe v. Wade, for example, which was written. It's a law that they wrote. They created a law from the bench. They wrote it. They literally wrote law from the Supreme Court. And they did a lot of that in that era. The Warren Court was notorious for that. And they did the same thing here with qualified immunity. They did the exact same thing. And the standard that they created is so high for civil accountability for government officials. And it's absolutely crazy. As U.S. District Circuit Judge Don Willett wrote in a 2018 decision, quote, to some observer, and by the way, I want to say something about Don Willett. Don Willett was elevated by the President of the United States, Donald Trump, to the U.S. Circuit Court. He's a outstanding judge. Outstanding judge, one of the best out there, one of the best legal minds out there. And I am really happy that President Trump elevated him. It's one of the great legacies of Donald Trump's presidency, which is going to be the courts. And we've got guys like Don Willett on the bench now. You contrast him and his thinking here with the lefties on the court in the 70s who gave this power to government officials a basic get out of jail free card. This is what Justice U.S. Circuit Court Judge, he was a justice down in Texas, but now he's a U.S. Circuit Court Judge. He said, quote, to some observers, qualified immunity smacks of unqualified impunity, letting public officials duck consequences for bad behavior, no matter how palpably unreasonable, as long as they were the first to behave badly. Think about that for a second, right? Think about that for a second in the idea now that when you have this notion that as long as you're acting in your official government capacity, we've got to prove that you had it sort of like the mindset to violate somebody's constitutional rights, even no matter what the outcome was, no matter anything. In reviewing a claim from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, Circuit Judge Tom Willett says in particular, by owing a legal Deus ex machina, the clearly established law prong of qualified immunity analysis, the violation eludes vindication. I write separately to register my disquiet over this kudzu-like creep of the modern immunity regime. Doctrinal reform is arduous, and the entrenched judge-made doctrine of qualified immunity seems Kevlar-coated, making even tweak-level tinkering doubtful. But immunity ought not be immune from thoughtful reappraisal. To some observers, he writes, qualified immunity smacks of unqualified impunity. Merely proving a constitutional deprivation doesn't cut it. Plaintiffs must cite functionally identical precedent that places the legal question beyond debate to every reasonable officer. Put differently, it's immaterial that someone acts unconstitutionally if no prior case held such misconduct unlawful. So you could literally have somebody violate somebody's civil rights, long they have a badge on, and there's no other case that said that they couldn't do that, they're allowed to get away with it. That is qualified immunity. That's it at the heart of it. Unless there's another case that says that person, that cop can't do that, then the cop gets away with it. That's not right, because what it does is it shields bad cops. We know that the good cops are the majority, or the overwhelming majority of the cops. We know that it's like 99%. We know that. So the question becomes, why does a guy like this cop, this former cop now, who killed George Floyd, why was he allowed to stay on the force? How did it happen? It happens because of stuff like this. It happens because he can abuse people's civil rights and he can abuse force, but he doesn't get in trouble for it because of qualified immunity. And the Supreme Court of the United States created this standard. They created this standard just like they created the third trimester standard for abortion in this country. They created this same court, same exact court, by the way, literally the same Supreme Court that created this notion of this penumbra of privacy, created this notion of qualified immunity. That if a government official is acting in his capacity, violates your constitutional rights, oh well, Sorry, he was acting in his official capacity. What are you going to do? I can't think of anything more big government than that, can you? I can't think of anything more totalitarian than that, can you? Shielded to abuse your constitutional rights by the Supreme Court of the United States. Not Congress, not a law that was passed, not a constitutional amendment. The Supreme Court. And it's complicated to get into some of the cases that the Supreme Court is facing, but let me just make this point very, very clear. Qualified immunity aims to balance competing policy goals, right? And he says, and Justice Don Willette writes, and I concede it enjoys special favor of the Supreme Court, which seems untroubled by any one-sidedness. Even so, I add my voice to the growing cross-ideological chorus of jurists and scholars urging recalibration of contemporary immunity jurisprudence and its real-world implementation. And the good news is that when you look at the Constitution of the United States of America, when you look at the fact that we've got this exception here for the Constitution, and you think about some of the justices that the president has appointed to the bench, like Justice Neil Gorsuch, who has also been an absolute critic of qualified immunity. Yeah. So that's how you get change right there. That's a real change right there. One of the most important things that could happen to this country is to say that government officials, and it's not just cops, by the way, any government official can cite qualified immunity. Government officials acting in their capacity don't have the right to abuse your constitutional rights, period. Period. And they don't get to get away with it just because they were acting in official capacity. Nope. Sorry, that is not acceptable in this country. We hold government officials to the same standard as everybody else. They don't get to hide behind their government paperwork. Whether it's a cop, whether it's somebody of the IRS, because this applies to every government official, you understand. Qualified immunity. It's every government official can claim that. Oh, I'm acting in my official capacity. There's nothing you can do about it. Sorry. It's got to stop. Got to end. It's not America. It's not America. We are supposed to have in this country equal justice under the law. And to have equal justice under the law, everybody has to be treated the same way. Everybody has to be treated fairly. And you cannot have a system where some people are shielded and others are not.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.